This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's more Joy news and views at joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you LGBT news, views, and personalities from around the world, one country at a time. It's the World Wide Way here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you to the gang of Generation Next for another great show. I tell you, Squirrel, I feel younger every time I listen to them, and at my age, any little bit helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to agree to that. This is the World Wide Wave. I'm Tom, joined in studio by Squirrel, and we are live in Melbourne, Australia. This week, World Wide Wave stops over in Nepal. Nepal, of course, in the news, because recently, they have added a third option for the gender question. Yes, it's no longer just male and female. There's a third option. More on that coming up later this evening. Tonight, we speak with Sunil Babu Pant, Nepal's first openly gay politician. We hear about Nepal's upcoming gay Olympic Games. But first, as always, let's get things started with some music. Forever Green by Bro Sis Band. Joy 94.9 World Wide Wave. This week we are in Nepal, the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal, to be precise. And of course, it's time for fun, fast facts. Now, in 2007, the monarchy of Nepal abdicated and the Communist Party came to power. During this time, many LGBT community members who participated in the demonstrations against the monarchy said that they found themselves ignored by the new political establishment. So much so that the Communist Party and its members have described homosexuality as a production of capitalism that simply doesn't exist under socialism. They've also went on to say that LGBT people are somewhat of a social pollutant.
Social pollutant. Do you think that? Do you reckon homosexuality is a production of capitalism?
I think that's an interesting statement made by the communist, but I'm not sure exactly. Well, they were always talking about the pink dollar. Perhaps there is some capitalism in it, but I'm not sure that it's generated by
yesterday,
capitalism.
Yesterday, Moscow just banned another one of its pride parades, so...
Interesting.
Tell us more about Nepal, though, Tom. What else do we know?
Yes, well, after the Communist Party took over, the communities of the LGBT community felt that it wasn't getting recognized, so they decided to ignore the government branch and took their fight to the judicial branch of the new government. And guess what? It worked.
The judge was gay.
I don't know if the judge was gay or the judges were gay, but it paid off. Homosexuality was decriminalized in 2007.
Nice.
That was after the fall of the former government. In 2008, the Supreme Court of Nepal directed the government to enact laws enabling equal rights to all LGBT citizens. While not explicitly legalizing same-sex marriage, the ruling instructed the government to form a committee to look into same-sex marriage. So here again, they weren't getting what they wanted from the elected officials, so they went to the judicial side. They said, hey, we have rights, we're citizens of this country, and the courts agreed. The courts then turned around and told the government, hey, play nice.
Is it true, though, because I've seen pictures of people saying they've flown to Nepal and gotten married. Are you saying then that that's just a ceremony? It's still not legally recognized?
Correct. It is just technically a ceremony at this stage. The latest reports call for the legalization of same-sex marriages to happen sometime this year. But basically what it is the former government was getting together, they were talking about creating a new constitution, and in that new constitution, there was going to be the rights for same-sex marriages. However, they didn't agree on everything. They didn't complete the constitution. So the former prime minister disbanded that group, called for new elections. So the entire constitution as a whole is on hold at the moment. And we're going to hear more about that from our guest a little bit later.
That's right. Later in the show, we talked to Sunil Babu Pant, and he's not only a Nepalese minister, but is it true that he's the Nepalese first openly gay elected minister?
Correct. He has been in office for quite a while and continues to be re-elected, so clearly his constituents are quite happy with what he's doing. Finally, just last month, the Nepalese government moved to formally recognize the LGBT community, allowing them to be listed as a third
in the phone book
gender. So you know how when you're checking those little forms, it says, are you male or are you female? Well, now in Nepal, you have a third option. And that third option, other.
So the transgender folks tick that off, or is it just homosexuals in general?
It's a little bit broader, I think. The idea behind this, they say, was to quash discrimination against those whose gender does not match that listed on their official documents. So I guess you could sort of automatically go to the transgendered, because that's, you know, those are the ones that wouldn't necessarily match their original birth document, for example. But it goes beyond that. People who simply do not identify themselves as male or female can now choose to be recognized as other.
Nice. And we also later in the show hear from Sunil Babupant as he talks about trying to spread that sort of open-mindedness to, of all places, Facebook. But first we're going to hear a bit more upbeat Nepalese hip-hop song, Chundana, and it's by an artist, Nepsidas, here on the World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9. Oh.
Joy 94.9, a worldwide wave. This week, the worldwide wave, we are in Nepal. A little bit later, or actually I should say earlier, we're going to hear it again a little bit later, we had the privilege of speaking with Sunil Babupant. He is the first openly gay politician in Nepal. Probably not a member of the Communist Party, however. He is the head of the Blue Diamond Society, the only gay rights group in Nepal. He heads an LGBT-positive travel agency called Pink Mountains, which provides honeymoon packages for LGBT tourists from abroad. And he aims, in connection with the government, to promote Nepal as a gay-friendly tourist destination. This is your serious all-around guy here.
Yeah, he's the leading gay rights activist in South Asia. I'm so grateful he took a few minutes out of his day to speak to us.
Most definitely. But, as they say, but wait, he's not done.
Oh, no?
That's correct. We hinted about it previously. But Sunil has taken on Facebook. He wants Facebook to offer a third option for users who don't consider themselves male or female.
Oh, just like the Nepalese government does.
Correct.
In fact, I think he's written to Mark.
He has. He's actually written to both of the head honchos over there. He's currently lobbying Facebook to allow users to select a third gender or other on the social networking site. Quote, people who do not identify as male or female continue to be sidelined by Facebook options. As you allow users to identify only as male or female, many in the LGBT community feel as if they are hidden on the site, unable to identify as their true selves.
Oh, shall we hear from Mr. Pont himself?
Let's hear what he has to say about that.
Yeah, and just so you know, we've clipped this in a bit of a way, so you'll also hear another little tidbit about what's coming up in Nepal shortly.
Ooh.
Well, very disappointing that we haven't heard anything from the Facebook authority, particularly from Mark Zuckerberg, that I wrote to him. There has been a lot of support from the LGBTI communities and also supporters to consider this kind of demand. Forcing everyone into this binary gender is simply not good and unacceptable for many people, because there are people who are other than men and women in this world. Google have already acknowledged that and then respect that base and identity. Facebook must do that. But, we call it cutting-edge, social media, Facebook, very popular. We thought they would be broad-minded and inclusive, but they are not. So it's a disappointing.
Sunil Pant of Nepal and the Blue Diamond Society, thank you so much for answering some questions for us here at Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
Thank you very much. I would like to take a few seconds here. We also have been supported by the Australian government to hold the first LGBT Games in Nepal, which will be in October, mid-October. We would like to invite our Australian friends.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. We will do some more investigation on the gay games in Nepal, the gay Olympic Games. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
There'll be more from Sunil a little bit later. But it's interesting, when we were talking with him and when I was researching this, I haven't checked out Google Plus personally yet, but apparently Google Plus already has the other option available. So you can be male, female, or other. And it's interesting to see how Facebook will come along to the game if they decide to. Interesting question. What do you think of the third gender identify option, other? Do you think that's something that should be commonplace? Do you think it's something that the Australian government or your government should be looking at? Do you think it's something that Facebook should be looking at? We're interested to know what you think about that. You can SMS us 0427JOY949. Always looking for an email at onair@joy.org.au. The third option, other. Do we need it?
Interesting question. But I love that a man from Nepal is putting Facebook to the test to catch up with Google already.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I also like that this country, which legalized homosexuality in 2007, is expected to host the Gay Games. Australia is putting it on. It's known as the Blue Diamond National Sport Competition. And it's the idea is to mainstream LGBTI students into larger society. So just try to get them to promote healthy lifestyles, encourage physical fitness. And the Australian government is helping the Blue Diamond Society to sponsor this. But plenty of other people are helping with this. And Hillary Clinton has even acknowledged that Nepal's LGBTI rights is avant-garde. Like, they are ahead of the crowd.
Wow. Go Hillary. But I'm just excited about Nepal's gay Olympics. I
Has
think that
Australia
sounds
hosted the gay games?
I don't know the answer to that. That's another Google question for us.
Yeah. Or if you're listening and you know the answer, perhaps you were a participant. Just feel free to SMS, email us, or you can even phone us at 1-300-JOY-949.
Joy 94.9, a worldwide wave. And thank you to Tim, who let us know that Sydney was the host of the Gay Games in 2002. So that wasn't actually, well, 10 years ago. I was going to say that wasn't too long ago, but it was more than a few years ago. Thank you, Tim, for that information.
And also, thank you, Elka, for saying the same thing. Sydney hosted the Gay Games within the last 10 years, and that we definitely need the other gender. But it comes with certain stigma as well. Let's hope Australia can catch up with Nepal on this. And that's from Elka in Thornbury.
Well, thank you, Elka, for that. There's one vote for, yes, we do need the other.
Speaking of one vote, do you know what happened today in the Australian Federal Parliament?
No, I don't, actually. What happened?
The Senate, the committee that was hearing all about same-sex marriages, did in fact properly table the notion and say, yes, they should be supported by the Senate. So it has been approved. The Senate has been told by the committee that in fact same-sex marriages should become federal legislation.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And that is, interestingly enough, exactly what Mr. Pant was hoping to do in Nepal. Now, he felt that they had the momentum and that legislation would have passed, as you'll hear from him shortly. Unfortunately, what happened was the entire parliament dissolved, not because of any gay marriage issues, but just over general failure to agree. And so the issue has not passed yet. But here in the interview, we hear from Sunil Babu Pant and talking about the parliament and what's happening in Nepal right now.
The same-sex marriage bill has been drafted by the committee, and then it's at its final stage draft yet. So we have to wait until the next parliament comes into place and then consider this. Haven't seen any major obstacles or anybody opposing to the same-sex marriage, and then in fact people are supportive here. and that everyone should have equal rights. And then, in fact, people are talking that, you know, straight men shouldn't be married to a straight person shouldn't be married to a gay person, and gay person shouldn't be married to a straight person. So gay people should be allowed to marry with other gay people. So that's more of the, you know, understanding and feelings here. So we believe that there will not be a problem passing the gay marriage law.
And that was Minister Sunil Babu Pant talking to us live from Nepal. Now, we just spoke to him minutes before the show, and it's quite exciting. He's pretty passionate about the fact that, in fact, gay marriage will go through in Nepal. It's not a political issue. The bigger issue is simply that Parliament has dissolved.
Yeah, I think that, and understandably so. I mean, they've just gotten, so to speak, gotten rid of the guy with the crown just in 2007. So an entirely new thing has occurred in Nepal, and that is a democratic government. And I think that there must be some really big issues, gay marriage, gay equality, of course, being some of those issues, but there must be some tremendously large issues on the table, so to speak. And I don't know that I understand why politics. I don't understand anything about politics, but I guess you can say you can kind of understand why perhaps not everyone is seeing eye to eye on every subject.
That's pretty exciting, though, to think that they've just become a democracy within the last 5 years, and one of the first things they're putting out there is, oh, by the way, we should be able to get married. Oh, by the way, there should be a third gender. Oh, by the way, this. You know, when you think about Australia became a republic, a democracy back in the, I'm going to guess, early 1800s, and what did we get? Like, within 5 years? I don't think that was...
Well, it's interesting. What I was saying at the beginning of the show was that, you know, many in the LGBT community were part of the demonstrations to get rid of the crown. But they felt, after the crown left, that they weren't being recognized. And so they went the legal way to do it. And what's additionally interesting in this, and not like in America where they've gone the legal route and then the people have come back and said, no, we don't want the government law or the judicial branch to get involved, like California, for example, where the judges came back and said, no, you can't say gay people can't get married. That's unconstitutional. And then the people went out and voted and said, no, we don't care what the judges say. It was different in Nepal. The government wasn't listening to the LGBT community. So the community went to the courts and they said, we have rights. And the courts agreed with them. But the interesting thing here and the supportive thing here is that the people, I guess they sort of needed a knock on the head, or perhaps they just needed to see it from a different side, because now the people are behind the courts. And so that's where the change is coming from. It took the courts to get people to see the light, but now the people are behind the decision as well.
That's pretty cool, and good on them for doing that. In fact, one of the things is, we loved hearing, by the way, from the folks earlier, Tim and Elka, about the Australian Sydney Gay Games in 2002, but we'd also love to hear from you right now. If you could knock the government on the head and change any one issue, yeah, we know gay marriage is big in Australia right now, but if you could knock the government on the head and say, this is what I'd like to change right now, here today in Australia, or in Nepal, if you happen to be Nepalese, but here today in Australia, one thing that you could do, we'd love to hear from you, because we'd like to know that folks are out there listening. So you can SMS us at 0427-JOY949, email us at onair@joy.org.au. Also, if you've got any last-minute questions for us about Nepal, we do have a few more minutes of this show, but first, we're going to be playing the latest Nepali pop song, Sunny.
Sunny by Pusha Padul.
I love the way you say that. Oh, I love Nepali pop here on the World Wide Wave. Welcome back to the World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9. Now, we were just talking during that song, Ash by Naren Limbu, about what an amazing person Sunil Babu Pant is. Like, he has pretty much shown us about how one person can make a difference. One single person can make a difference in a community. But we're finding out just now that he's the host of...
Yeah, as I was saying before, I mean, wait, he's not done. Apparently, he's the host of his own television show. Can you pronounce that? You go ahead, try and pronounce it.
The name of the show, we believe, is Pahichan, which translates to identity. And it's fascinating because, okay, the country has power cuts, so they have to schedule shooting around that. The studio equipment is outdated. Oftentimes, there's smoldering heat, and you have to, in between takes, he fans himself and his guests. But no matter what, he's staying super cool, and this charismatic, well-spoken leader is pretty much pulling it together because before the Blue Diamond Society and this TV show founded, how would you say the Nepalese were treated, Tom?
Well, we know that they weren't treated particularly well, that was one of the reasons that they got rid of the crown.
Yeah, in fact, it was specifically, often just to put it blatantly, victims of rape and blackmail, taunting. Like, this weren't just a marginalized group, this was a bullied group.
Absolutely. And one man decided that he could make a difference. Well, maybe he didn't think that, but he thought he could. And he started the group, the Blue Diamond Society, which is the first and I believe still the only gay and lesbian organization in Nepal.
And Pant is really clear. He says, and this is a direct quote from him, "I never let myself get pushed into a corner by thinking of risks. If I thought about risks, I would never have been successful in leading the community. So I never go down that road." He says, just think on the positive, focus on the positive. And now he's founded the Blue Diamond Society. No longer are gays and lesbians victim of rape, blackmail, taunting. Well, for the most part. But what they are instead is an accepted group that's pretty much the last tick is getting the gay marriage passed through Parliament, which he sounded quite confident when we spoke
to him. Was going to happen,
yeah,
exactly.
That was going to happen. And also, as you said earlier, he started the Pink Mountain Travel Agency and, yet another thing, a new community center.
He started a new community center? I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it's due to be finished this summer, and it's going to have a state-of-the-art television studio, which is probably going to help him out.
He was looking for that. Perhaps it'll have some air conditioning for him as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. No small single motives there. None at all.
Amazing, amazing. The man truly does have his hands in everything. And I find it absolutely amazing that when the small guy, and he's not a small guy, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Like, he is an amazing guy, and he's done wonderful things for Nepal and continues to do so. But I love it when a guy off the radar, so to speak, in the real world, takes on someone in the middle of the radar. And I'm talking about Facebook. I love the fact that he's gone after them for something that he feels so passionate about and is saying, no, you need to change this. You need to incorporate the people that you're ignoring.
You know what, though? I hear what you're saying, and you're being very positive, but I'm going to be a bit cynical right now.
Ooh, what do you got? What do you got?
I think that Sunil Babupant is an amazing icon and a hero. He's a member of Parliament pushing for change. Now, can you think of Australian icons or heroes?
Currently, in the current political scheme of Australia, you want me to find someone that's positive.
No. But in the gay rights, like, we've got Alex Greenwich, his name comes to mind, you know.
Okay.
But can you think of someone that's just sort of this same galvanizing, has their own TV show, is a member of parliament, is an activist?
Are you going somewhere with this? Is this a trick question, Squirrel? Do you have someone that you want me to say?
I want to know why Penny Wong isn't stepping up to the plate.
We'll give her a call. We'll give her an ask. We'll find out.
Ah, she doesn't do interviews on gay radio stations. And if she's not going to, I want to know which one of you listening now is going to step up to the plate.
Correct. There's clearly an opening to get things rolling. And things need to get rolling.
Yeah. And in her own way, Penny Wong has done amazing things by just going about her own business. However, I want to know who's going to pull it together and be that charismatic leader. I feel like there's a void in Australia now, and I'm hoping that somebody listening steps up into that void. Or, you know, I know we've got long-reaching airwaves and millions of fans, but I really think that there's a definite emptiness, and that's what's slowing down momentum for things like same-sex marriage, but also for transgender rights, and also if we're going to go into travel agencies, if we're going to go stopping bullying and everything else. I really think that Australia needs that. What do you guys think at home? Just wondering if you've got ideas about who that gay political leader is, or if there isn't one. Again, SMS us 0427-JOY949. We'd love to hear from you. You can phone us at 1-300-JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Can you think of anyone, Tom?
Unfortunately not. And I think that has a lot to do with the void that's out there right now. I can't even think of anyone that's on the cusp that is almost there. And that's sad.
It'd be fun to have a gay talk show host.
Oh, absolutely.
The next song is by Sungae Juan.
Sangye Juan.
I miss Beck and the upbeat ear that she could always come in with.
That's all right. And next week, I think we're going to have a new musketeer with us.
We do have a new musketeer coming in next week. This is the Worldwide Wave. We have been in Nepal this week discussing a very interesting country and a very progressive country, a country that isn't new, but the government within that country is new. And they're already getting ready to put gay marriage into their constitution. We could learn a thing or two from them.
We could, and we could learn a thing or two from Sunil Babu Pant, who is graciously gave his time to give us an interview. He's a jack of all trades, basically a prime minister, a gay rights activist, a TV show host, the host of the new gay games that's coming to Nepal, which is quite exciting. I want to
that's
be
very
in the
interesting.
Gay games.
Yes,
but also we've got an SMS in from Elka saying Bob Brown.
Bob Brown was her choice for the all around. Interesting. Interesting choice, Bob Brown, only because, go ahead, Squirrel.
Well, no, he's an all-rounder, first openly gay member of parliament, politician, medical doctor, environmentalist, former senator, and unfortunately, he's resigned as the leader of the Greens in April, and he indicated his intention to resign from Senate on the 15th of June this year, so last week.
Yeah.
Which means there's a void now, and there's a void just waiting to be filled.
Interesting choice. Someone could step up and fill the shoes of Bob Brown. As always, thank you for listening to the Worldwide Wave. We will be back next week with another exciting country. Whether you're listening to us now or you're listening to us later, you can always reach us at you can always email us at worldwidewave@ymail.com. You can like our Facebook page. It's Worldwide Wave, one word. If you'd like to know more about Nepal, you can visit the Blue Diamond Society of Nepal, their website bds.org.np. Of course, you can always find out more about joyjoy.org.au. We'll be back next week with another exciting country. And in the meantime, I think we've got some more soothing music.
And we also want to say that Kiss My Arts, Amy's coming up next, so stay tuned in for another great show.
Thanks for writing the Worldwide Wave.
Want to talk to us at Worldwide Wave? Email us at worldwidewave@ymail.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.